Dino Impagliazzo cuts onions like a professional cook. The Italian man makes a great vegetable soup, but most of his longtime customers can't even pay for a piece of bread. Working with the energy of a much younger man, the 90-year-old Impagliazzo is known as Rome's chef of the poor. 3 days a week, he sets out to gather food with other volunteers. They are all part of Rome Amore, Rome Love, a group that he started. The volunteers go to markets and bakeries to collect donated food. The other 4 days of the week, Rome Amore volunteers cook food and serve it in different places across the city. Such efforts help Impagliazzo live out his dream of feeding the homeless. It all began 15 years ago when a homeless man at a Rome train station asked Impagliazzo for money to buy a sandwich. I realized that perhaps instead of buying one sandwich, making some sandwiches for him and for the friends who were there would be better. And thus began our adventure, he said. On Saturday nights, a Rome Amore group sets up in an area protected from bad weather outside St. Peter's Square. This is where they feed the growing number of homeless who sleep in the area. It is also where Pope Francis has opened spaces for medical and bathing places for the homeless. Impagliazzo once worked for Italy's Social Security Department. He launched his work to feed the needy with a handful of other retired people. They quickly went from making sandwiches to cooking more complex hot meals. They first started at home. Later, they cooked in a convent, a building that houses religious women. Now there are more than 300 Rome Amore volunteers, both young and old. They use their own fully equipped kitchen. Impagliazzo recently received an award from Italian President Sergio Mattarella. He was recognized as a hero of our times. He never dreamed his idea would become so successful or create such goodwill. On a recent Saturday night near the Vatican, where the Pope lives, 4 extra volunteers showed up. I am happy because we never tell anyone we don't need you tonight, he said. They stay among us. I'm Ann Ball.